This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Now we have our next guest with us in the studio.
We have James McDonald, who's the studio manager for Arts Project Australia, and Will Murray, who is an artist. And Will has some work in an exhibition coming up from the 8th of February at the Northcote Gallery. First of all, we like to do a profile of our artists. Maybe Will, we'll start with you. Will, how did you get involved in drawing?
My sister, she was an artist herself, and she teach artists and with people too. So I learned from her.
Did she teach you with lots of different kinds of materials?
Yeah, she did a lot.
And how did you get involved in Arts Project Australia?
I heard about, we're sort of talking about, and I thought, I'd say it's a good place. I might have go and have a go in there.
Yep.
Next thing you know, I'm there.
I'm sure there was a few steps in there. Did you take some work in to show them?
Yeah, I had a few bits of work.
Yeah?
And how excited are you that you've got a piece in this exhibition?
I'm pretty excited.
Yeah? Brilliant. And what is your painting, Will?
Famous lady with hat on.
Right.
Okay. Just also, Will, just a little bit about what you do at the centre there. What do you actually do? I mean, you obviously took some work there. You've been obviously going there for some time now. Do you get to just draw a lot of, just practice a lot of drawings?
Yeah, most of the drawings there, pastel drawings. My best work is pastel drawings, animation and photograph stuff, and taking photographs and that, different things and that.
Right.
And when you're doing that at the centre there, do you get other people also doing the same thing? Does that help you in the way that you
do your work? Yeah, they'll go out too. We go out and take photographs with them.
So you go out in groups, you have group classes?
Yes.
Okay. And that inspires you? Or you all inspire each other?
I think we all inspire each other, yeah.
Right. Now, James, just give us an idea of what is Arts Project Australia.
Well, we generally refer to it as a supported studio or assisted studio. It's a professional art studio with a gallery attached, and we support neurodiverse artists to basically forge a career path, vocation, giving them the assistance they need to make the work that speaks for their own creative output, and then we support that through the gallery program. We have a number of exhibitions per year in our own space, Arts Project Gallery.
Yep.
About 14 exhibitions per year, including group shows and small solo shows. Will's got the small solo show in February.
And how do you come across the people that are your artists? How do you find them?
Generally, we'll get in contact with us in kind of myriad ways. We don't have to find too many. We have a pretty stable cohort of artists. Like Will's been with us for 6 years, and we have a lot of artists that have been with us for well over 15, 20 years.
Oh, wow.
So we have a bit of a waiting list for prospective artists who want to come and get involved.
Fantastic.
But they'll find us through a number of different channels. They'll get onto our website, or they'll hear about us just through the community.
Now, you're the studio manager. What does that mean? Is it actually the space that the exhibitions are in, or is it overall? Are you helping the artist as well?
Yeah, I'm pretty much just overseeing the studio programs. We've got a number of different programs ranging from the drawing and painting through to printmaking, animation, as Will mentioned, photography, ceramics, which are all staffed by professional artists who are practicing artists in their own right as well.
And so they're there to support the...
Yeah, that's right. So they support the artists, and we call it kind of facilitating the artists. We don't necessarily, or we don't teach, and we don't direct. It's very much about the artists finding their own voice, their own thumbprint with their creative output, and we just try and kind of keep up with them without kind of having an influence on the outcome.
How long ago was this whole project developed?
It's in its 46th year.
Wow. Extraordinary, isn't it?
Yeah, it started out in 1974 as just a collection of work made by artists from neurodiverse backgrounds who essentially had arts practices but weren't being recognised in any way. You know, they were making work at their residences or at other kind of day placements, and just a group of passionate people. Murray Hilgendorf, definitely at the head of that gang, just started collecting the work made by these artists, wanting to kind of recognise it for its creative and artistic merits, and try and put it into the community, and exhibit it in a professional way that gave it the credence and
legitimacy,
deserves.
Yep.
And then I think they started studio programs in about 1984.
Right. And where does the funding come from?
Federal government now, through the NDIS, all of our artists choose to come to Arts Project, and therefore it's recognised in the funding that they get.
Oh, how lovely.
Yeah.
How lovely is that?
Yeah, yep. And then just philanthropic and fundraising and a small cut from gallery sales, but generally, and it's not for profit, so all the money raised goes straight back into the organisation.
Of course. So how long ago did you get involved?
I'm going to be a lifer at the way I'm going. I've been there for, I think I'm in my 14th year. I got involved a long time ago. So I came pretty much to Arts Project straight out of uni. I met a couple of the Arts Project artists who week in, week out would come to RMIT life drawing class. It had been a long-standing arrangement since, when RMIT was Phillip Institute out in Bundoora. And I met Paul and Valerio, who would visit every Tuesday morning and do life drawing. And turned out that my drawing technician was the had used to work at Arts Project. So as soon as I finished my degree, I pretty much hopped onto the Arts Project bandwagon and hung around till I got a job.
Right,
amazing.
And how are you now as an artist? Do you still practice or? Have you let it slide?
Yeah, it's a bit of both. I'm actually, all I'm doing at the moment is working in the studio because myself and my colleagues at work are having an exhibition shortly together. We've exhibited a few times in the past and we're doing it again. So I am back immersed in my art practice. But yeah, it's definitely taken a bit of a backslide in the last few years.
I want to ask Will about your exhibition. So, Will, what kind of pictures do you have? What are they? They're drawings. You use pastels and lots of other materials.
Yes, I do use pastels on that. I love them.
Yeah. Oh, do you love them? Well, I'm sure that's why you love using them. What kind of pictures do you have in your exhibition? Are they? It looks like they're mostly portraits.
Yeah, most of them are portrait and. I think there's one or two landscape, but most of them just portrait of ladies with hats on.
Is that your favourite, is it?
Yeah, my favourite. My other favourite is penguins. I love drawing penguins.
Amazing.
And how do you do the drawings, Will? Do you take photos of them first, or do you find photos that you draw? Or
sometimes I find them in my head, sometimes I find them in books and magazines.
So have you ever drawn people that you know? Do you do portraits of your friends?
I did a couple portraits of the guys up at Art Project.
Yeah?
That's all I did. They come out well.
Okay.
You got that commission to do a wedding invite last year as well, Will.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, that went good.
So tell us about that, Will. Who were the people that got married?
I think there were two people being at Art Project themselves.
Yep.
Really like they're artists at the collective as well.
Yeah.
And they commissioned you to draw a picture of them for their wedding invitation?
Yeah, they asked me to do it and I'd done it.
Oh.
Beautiful. And was it of them or?
Yeah.
Okay.
How sweet. Personalised.
Yeah, and you must have been very proud to be asked to do that.
I was. I couldn't believe it.
Yep. Did you get an invite to the wedding?
No.
Come on.
No, I didn't get a wedding.
Wow. God. Well, you had the actual invite, but you couldn't go.
No.
Because you made it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how many pictures do you have in this in this exhibition? Do you know?
It's quite a few, a lot.
A lot, yeah. And why ladies with hats? Do you just like pictures of ladies with hats?
What starts, I was just drawing, you know, ladies, you know, had just draw her outfit. I was trying to do a lady plate event and I had them go and do her hair, and most of the time when I went to do the lady's face, they had a beautiful hat on. And next thing you know, I draw the hat and I said, oh, that hat's just beautiful.
Yep.
Excellent.
And the colour just beautiful.
So it adds an extra element of different colour and texture that you can add to your pictures.
Like fruit and flowers.
Yep.
Last couple
and
ones.
Feathers.
You did feathers and flowers, but most of the time, yeah.
Is there someone that you'd really like to draw? Have you thought about that?
Yeah, some of them I love. Some of them really are. I love drawing them. Mm. If I see a picture, I'll draw, you know, trying to draw one of them now. Especially you get a beautiful dress. Sometimes they get a beautiful coloured dress and I'll draw that at the same time.
Oh, so you're really attracted to what they're wearing. That's the thing that brings you in.
Hats on their hair.
Yeah, okay. Yep. Yeah.
So, James, tell us about the exhibition. It's open to the general public.
Yeah, it opens, both exhibitions open on the 8th of February, so next Saturday, 3 till 5. The group show is, it's called Pleased to Meet You. So it's basically a collection of work made by artists who are fairly new to Arts Project, hence the title. And I say fairly new. Some of the artists have been with us for over 3 years now, but in the context of where we're at with our history, and so it's just representing a number of newer artists who have really put a great folio of work together and have started to find their own visual language and really started to kind of develop their artistic pursuits. Mm. So I thought it was a good exhibition to put together.
Yeah. And is it only open on weekends or can we go there during the week?
Yeah, we're open from 9:30 till 5 on weekdays. I think we're just... not open Sundays, but yeah,
right.
All through the week.
And where are you?
And we're on 24 High Street, Northcote.
Right. And it's called the Northcote Gallery, is that right?
Yeah, it's called Arts Project Gallery, I think. Right. Yeah, and Arts Project Australia is so the studio's on the first floor and the gallery's on the ground floor.
Right.
So anyone can just pop in, it's great.
Yeah, you can pop in and if you ask at the reception desk, often we're very friendly upstairs too, so if someone wants to come up and have a bit of a look at the studio in progress with all the artists.
Well, that would be
away.
Lovely, I think, wouldn't it, to actually being seeing the artist in, you know, like painting.
Yeah.
Or doing whatever they're doing.
Yeah. And look, I think a lot of people, when they see the work and they react to the work so strongly, they really want to, if the opportunity's there, they really want to kind of have a look. I've been to other studios like Arts Project and, I have to see the studio as well.
And are other pieces in the exhibition available for sale?
Yeah, everything's available for sale in this exhibition. We and for this exhibition, we're actually, and for the duration of it, we're donating a percentage of proceeds to Wildlife Victoria as well.
Oh, lovely, lovely.
Just to do our little bit there and to help
and
out.
And do the artists get a little bit of money as well?
Yeah, the artists receive a commission from the sale of their artwork.
Right.
And that goes straight to them, and then the gallery takes a small amount too.
Yeah. But obviously you don't rely on that money because you wouldn't be getting that much.
As I said before, that just goes straight back into framing and making sure we can present the work as well as we can.
Of course, you've got to do all of that side of the framing and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's absolutely amazing what you do. And,
thank you.
And James, I can't believe that you've been there for so long. But
I know.
Congratulations for obviously embracing it and making it part of your life.
Yeah, it's one of those jobs that you get pretty embedded in. I mean, myself and the rest of the staff at Arts Project are all fairly dedicated and passionate about what we do, and anybody that goes to see the work that's made and is understands where that kind of comes from as well.
And Will, did you say how long you've been there? I think you did at the beginning, did you, or maybe not?
Is it 5 years?
Yeah, five. I think you're in your sixth year. You started in 2016.
Oh, 6 years.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. 2019. Last year was your breakout year. You had like 6 exhibitions.
Wow.
In
You're busy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to both of you, and thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, and thanks for supporting us along the way. You guys have been great, and we always give us the opportunity to come in and spruik what we do, so it's much appreciated.
Oh, it's our absolute pleasure.
Thank you.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.